up. So when they speak of who blinged up, I'm who they bring up. Come up dissing and you'll come up missing. I'm a cutthroat baller like OG Simpson. I came up, got my name up. So when they speak of who blinged up, I'm who they bring up. Come up dissing and you'll
say that again. I couldn't hear you over the sound of me shitting myself.
I just came up, got my name up. So when they speak of who blinged up, I'm who they bring up. Come up dissing and you'll come up missing. I'm a cutthroat baller like OJ Simpson. Little homie, listen, try and serve me. I put a 25 in your back like Barry Bonds serves you. On the street, on the beach, y'all ain't able. Cause who I shit on rappers like major labels. What's with the ice grilling, homie? Change your face. To see they'll do more to tangible to change your race. Girls love metaphor, and I love them back. Addicted to getting head. Call me the brainiac. Battle rap with words war like she had. Alright, dope. Slow crack, my notepad need rehab. Fuck y'all CDs, y'all can't see these or touch these. Rhyme so chronic, my songs give you the munchies.
Yeah, so due to a few technical difficulties thanks to Blog Talk Radio, we are now officially starting the Death Row Show. So, you know, a lot of bullshit will be happening. But, you know, it's all for the good, though. I'm in this bitch. Give it up for the boy. Hope everybody drove safe, you know. Due to Blog Talk's failure to communicate, we probably gonna skip the intro. You know, that's just what real niggas do. No intro tonight. So, I'm gonna go ahead and let my co-pilot in the building, the thug philanthropist, the Candy Crush addict. It's like cocaine, yeah. Sound like you sit there and you play one level and be like, yeah, man, I'm about to you know, put my phone down. And then you play another level, you play another level, you play another level. The next thing you know, you still sitting on a damn toilet because you've been playing Candy Crush.
Yeah, because the other day I didn't know that Monte was gone. I thought he was still downstairs. It didn't seem like I was in the bathroom on the toilet that long. So I tweeted him and told him, bring me some tissue. He was like, man, I've been gone for 20 minutes. I was like, damn.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, man. So yeah. There's no sign of a Candy Crush Anonymous just yet, but we will get you motherfuckers some help. It's our best really needed. For those who, you know, play Candy Crush and get the code. So, you know, today's been a great day. As usual, you know.
Yeah, well, let's talk about our host turning 25 yesterday.
Yes, I recently turned 25. Oh, we have another caller in the building. Let me let them in, see what they're talking about. 815, you live. What's happening?
Hey, man, don't be blasting my area code and whatnot.
Who the fuck? How am I supposed to know who it is if I don't play the area code?
Negro, who else is going to be calling?
Hey, look. She's trying to say
you ain't got no fans, fam.
Do you know that I rushed from doing somebody's hair? My hands still smell like activator.
You know.
Wait, first of all, what grandma is getting a curl?
It's not a curl. It's a long story. You know, this is hair problems. You know, I'm also a beautician on the side. Y'all can always come to Chicoche University of Beauty Culture. I'm there at 9:32 p.m., Tuesday through Fridays.
See, for a brief second, that caught me off guard.
Yeah, shameful.
Are you still getting soul glow, fam? I was unaware.
wasn't a look. It was a texturizer. Yeah, it got real. My eyes glowed.
Where the fuck is my margarita glass?
This is fine.
I can't drink tonight. It's not a curl.
It's not a curl. Okay.
No.
Was the hair wet?
No.
We gonna spend the first 20 minutes debating Soul Glow on the Death Ray show tonight.
I'm just saying, because like, you're not going to tell me it's not a curl when a text was. Look, I
have you one. Ever had a curl?
Yeah.
I would never admit that.
Everybody had a curl. Fuck you.
No, I didn't.
They tried to get me to get one in middle school. They tried to give me a Hawaiian Silky or a Nubia or some shit in middle school. I was like, my fat friend Tierra got one. My fat friend Tierra got one, though.
Everybody.
My best friend had one.
And she shredded, nigga, in the auditorium with her big ass and this curl. So.
Everybody had a number in 1995.
You remember they took me to the gold streak?
I was 8 in 95. I ain't had no curl.
My uncle had a newbie, faithfully. And he had a gold hair bomb. I thought he saw a note.
How unfortunate.
It started out with the newbie, and then everybody just showed up with this gold ass streak in the middle of their shit. Or on one of the sides.
739, you in the building.
Damn, it's Tone. You don't know my number by now, dog?
I don't know none of y'all number by heart, so I can't
tell.
Right, the only one I know is Monte, and that's because I'm always half dying, so I know his number for medical emergencies.
That's what the Spaniards would call a damn shame.
Sam, like, we all have, like, pushing a button and voice call people. We don't even have first numbers no more.
I know. It's just the fact that she only know Monte number for death reasons.
Yeah,
so somebody, we don't want her dying on the premises.
Tonight, if he has Mr. Tone Death himself in the building, we need to give him an on-air congratulations. On becoming a pappy over the weekend.
Yeah, whoop whoop.
You okay? Oh, and Teresa, who is sitting right next to me, wanted me to personally tell y'all she's highly upset at y'all. Because she actually stayed up later than normal, waiting on y'all to come over the other day, and y'all didn't.
She should be
mad at us.
But blame why?
She's mad at y'all.
We will not blame Juan.
Waiting for y'all to come.
We will blame Juan, because what was Juan doing when Juan was supposed to be ready to go? Because I talked to Juan 3 hours prior. So how long was I sitting in front of Juan's house waiting on him until I eventually got mad and pulled off and left him after over an hour of sitting in front of Juan's house?
Were you getting jade, bro?
Oh. No response.
So, well, tonight is the debut of a brand new segment that we are going to, you know, get to a little later in the show. We are going to let Nikki tell a story. Now, who knows what kind of story it may be? If you follow her on Twitter, some of them get a little raunchy. Some of them don't really have a conclusive ending. Some of them just like, well, what happened next?
So the whole thing about y'all, I don't need to know all my life. Y'all can know a little portion. Give y'all a little something. I don't need to know my life like that.
Depending on how drunk I am, I may put you through a Q&A session like I did last time.
Oh,
it
Lord.
Depends.
Now, see, the whole thing, let me address something in regards to this raunchiness, because something had happened earlier, and I felt like I was being picked on. You tell one ass-eating story, and it's following you for the rest of your life. Amber said that her twat was funky.
Oh, I retweeted it.
I
told her about all that damn hair. Apparently, she went and had a nice little kickboxing session at Experience Fitness, and she tweeted afterwards that she had to go home and wash her vagina because it was funky, and it was retweeted. And she was like, well, you know, y'all going to have people not following me thinking that I just got, you know, a funky coochie. But we've all told
she
her about
it.
That big old push.
She said it, though.
Anyway.
I'm
right.
just saying. You just
yeah,
can't be
so,
telling the whole wide world that your twat's stinking and us not say something. I tell one ass-eating story, and y'all won't never let it go. I
right,
refuse for her to go under the radar for having a funky cat.
But see, we mess with Amber about her vagina all the time anyway. So
yeah, it's been going on
just,
for years.
Yeah, so she just kind of threw a little bit of lighter fluid on that flame right there. So this will definitely be brought up tomorrow. I wasn't in the mood today, but tomorrow when I'm bored during the day and ain't got shit to do, oh, that will definitely be, I'm going to favorite it right now. Hold on.
I am, too. Y'all ain't going to let me live it.
Let me go favorite this shit.
But I'm not raunchy. I just like stories, and I've had a great life, somewhat. Had up a lot of stories.
Hey.
I was thinking about writing a book, but that's too much work.
I don't have the attention span because so many people just tell me to do it. And I'm like, y'all don't understand my attention span. It's just, it's not, I can't do it.
My short-term memory sucks. Long-term is great. I can tell you everything that happened last year, but if you ask me what happened yesterday, I don't remember nothing.
TweetDeck has been acting like a bitch all day. Twitter reports there was a problem favoriting. I hate this shit. Yeah, TweetDeck ain't been letting me get my tweets off. They ain't been letting me retweet nothing. They ain't letting me shine today. Oh, did you see the ass twerking that I posted not long ago? Maybe about 20 minutes?
Did Bree retweet it?
Yes, she did.
It just kind of lost my timeline.
I'll
correct it for you. It's okay. Yeah. Wait, I didn't do that. That's not my page.
Huh?
Oh, I spelled something on it. It wasn't on my page. That's say I am Young Fresh. No,
it didn't. There. I fixed it.
Thank you very much.
My hands really do smell like activator.
Every time you say that, I think you're about to say your hands smell like ass.
Man, that was it's been officially 3 years now. Speaking of,
my hands smell like ass, and then it just instantly goes there. I'm sorry.
Is he just so maybe listening? Because he found me on Instagram. Hey boo, I see you. Still fine.
Uh oh.
You know you deserve to
win. No, nigga, that was one time. One time. But hey boo. He know who he is.
So, thanks to Keith and Juan, I've just made a bowl of noodles in the microwave. I haven't done that in God knows how long.
Yo, I did that earlier. It got real.
They made that shit.
Was my little cousin's birthday
yesterday, but I wasn't hungry.
Birthday party planning, and niggas didn't feel like cooking. We got to do all this cooking tomorrow. That's not going to happen.
Y'all cooking tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, my little cousin's birthday. Should be three.
Road
no,
trip.
Wait, it'll be four. Yeah. Y'all
trip.
Can bring drinks. No, I can't drink no more. I got all. That's part of my story for the night.
Uh-oh.
After one too many drinks.
What the fuck did you do? You know what? Well, apparently, the owner of the radio station has emailed me some questions, so I am going to probably play a song, and then I'm gonna go find.
You lost the question.
Yeah, I lost the question for a minute.
Because I was about to say, now I saw when he told you that he gave you the questions, so you had ample notice that you had these questions.
Right. They're not lost.
If during story time, I have to log off Twitter because I be trying to read and it don't come out right.
We need to go full undivided attention during story time. So I'm going to put you floozies on hold.
Call me a floozy?
Yes, I did call you a floozy. And speaking of floozies, I'm going to play floozies. This ain't that.
Girl, you ain't the only one that's trying to be my only one. Hold it down, slow it down, just hold it down.
And we are back. We are now. And guess what?
Wait, what the hell?
Mimi and that candy crack. That's exactly what that was.
Hey, that was an accident.
exactly what they were. I told you. She was addicted.
Was that Candy Crush?
No.
Right. See, look, you itching and scratching. You need a hit?
Man, look. I had a rough day, okay? I deserve to play Candy Crush if I see fucking fit.
Well.
Did you find a question?
Yeah, I did find the question. Look, Sam, let me get back into that, okay? I'm out here. I found the question.
First of all, that long-ass pause and period of silence, I was making sure that your ass was still there. Fuck you.
Oh, by hitting me with the Candy Crush music? Like, how can I hear that? Are you playing from a different device than what you're talking on?
Nope, I'm on my phone.
Okay, well, from the look of these questions, they don't really seem too raunchy tonight. They look really standard. But who knows what kind of answers Nikki and Mimi gonna give you. So the first question comes from a female TDR fan, and she says, "Well, I love big guys, and I recently what the fuck? Wait, where did that come from? Okay, never mind. I can't read that out. I'll read that later. That looked like that came from." Yeah. Next question, please.
Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
That question is really funny, too. I'm going to read it later. That'll be the last question. Okay, here's another one, though. It says, as a woman, have you ever noticed your significant other withdraw emotionally in a relationship? If so, how did you approach him in regards to his withdrawal?
I told him quit acting like a bitch. I'm serious. I called him a diva and told him I was sick of his fucking mood swings and which one of us had a period, me or him. Because it was so constant. It got on my nerves. I eventually found out he had herpes, and that was his problem. But it just, never mind. Tell him quit acting like a bitch.
How would you answer that, Nikki?
You know what? I'm not even on my outcome. I'm playing Candy Crush, so I wasn't paying attention.
You know what? Fuck you. When you get your shit set, I'll unmute you. You gonna play my damn Candy Crush on American questions? Yeah, you know what?
No, but I guess it just depends. Like, is it a pattern that she's noticing? Like, is he doing it often, or you know that kind of thing comes into play with it? Because it could be a point where there's something going on, so it's not a constant thing where he's withdrawing. So it's like an isolated incident. In that case, just kind of give him a space. And let them work through whatever it is, because niggas hate to be crowded. So as much as you want to be there and find out what's going on, sometimes you just got to let people work through their own shit. But if it's a constant thing where, like, every time you turn around, this nigga has an attitude or pulling away from you and all kind of shit, it's some bullshit going on that he don't want to tell you about. So he indirectly pushing you away because he don't know how to tell you what the fuck going on.
Is there a possibility that he's one of those download brothers?
Or fucking off during that period. Or his name ain't Orlando, is it? Because it is, he got herpes. Run. Run.
Okay, here's an interesting question. It comes from a male TDR fan.
Fucking damn it. Oh, shit. I put my tongue on my noodle. Oh, it's hot.
Get the ice.
That nigga said, it's hot. It's hot. It's hot. Like fire. So, the next question comes from a male fan. It says, Mimi, what does it take for me to spoil you?
Oh.
Somebody has a secret admirer.
I do not. Test one to quit playing. No, I'm playing. I'm playing. I'm playing. Believe it or not, Mimi is really, really simple. Like, keep Mimi fed and, like, don't crowd my space. I'm not saying that I'm, like, don't like to be bothered or touched or them. I just hate for people to want to be up under me all the time. I'm too paranoid of an individual for that kind of shit. But for the most part, just pay attention to the little shit that you know that I like and do it. You don't have to go all out. Just show me that you're paying attention and you do know what I'm into. Like, I think the one of the sweetest Valentine's Day gifts I got was, like, here. But it had, the teddy bear was holding a heart full of Skittles. Because everybody know, like, Skittles is my favorite candy. Like, little shit like that. As small as that was, I just thought that that was the sweetest fucking thing in the world just because Skittles is my favorite candy. So I'm not a person that you have to go, like, all out for. Just pay attention to the shit that I like and do it.
And massages. I'm good.
Massages. Massages. If you want to spoil me, give me massages every single day because I love that shit. Plus, I'm old and my body hurts. I need it.
Well, you heard it. Well, you heard it. You heard it here first. I'm definitely first, so hoes love Skittles and massages. Twan, if you listening.
Oh, I'd like to add one final thing to that. Drop me off lunch at work every day.
Right. Twan, if you listening, she likes, yeah, you've been unmuted.
Twan,
if you listen to Sam, she likes Skittles. What color pack? The blue pack? The mystery flavor?
I have a quick question for Nikki.
Yeah.
She said, like, she didn't know that she was unmuted. So if you wasn't unmuted, you was just going to be talking to yourself?
Oh, I'm special. No lie. You can definitely ask my sister. I'm special. Like,
oh, we know.
I'm sitting here.
Wait,
I'm playing.
She talking about Terry?
Yeah. Like, and let me clarify. If people, like, are not, don't seem to understand, that is my real sister. Like, we escaped the same womb.
Oh, we know. Both of y'all retarded. Yeah, I got that.
I ain't retarded. Chill out, man. I'm good.
Shit.
I'm a little, man. I may or may not be a little off every now and then. I could possibly get a check. I'll admit it, but I ain't retarded. I'm extremely intelligent. Law off, but extremely intelligent.
It's intelligent retard. They be solving puzzles. They be solving puzzles and shit.
Right.
I ain't no rain man, though. No. I ain't good at
rain man.
That reminded me when I was telling y'all about them retards slipping out of the pizza safe yesterday. Going nuts over the vending machine. Scared the fuck out of me. I was like, man, please don't. Because they just, some of them, not all of them.
I have to
cool.
ask Terry, can I tell this story? But I do have a story about special people going ham on people. I got to see if I can get approval for a story.
I approve.
The story doesn't involve me, so it doesn't matter.
This
you
could
have just told the story. And it kept it anonymous, and we didn't even have to know it had nothing to do with Terry.
Nah. The only anonymous stories have to be involved with me because niggas be stalking my stuff. I don't need that in my life. I got enough of
my life. Terry got beat up by a retard, is what you're saying?
No, not what I'm saying.
Okay. I never thought I'd ask you to put that out there.
Terry attacked somebody?
Terry always trying to attack somebody.
Because we already established that both of y'all off.
She has attacked. We've attacked each other on several occasions. I got the scrape on my ear. I will twitpick it later. But we most definitely went at it with each other one night. Told my granny house up. It got real.
She attacked me on the 618 stage at GTO 3.
Was she drunk?
I don't really know.
You know, little people are extremely feisty when we have liquor in our system.
It was one of those, like, it kind of snowballed. It was like, hi, Juan. Then she hit me. Then she hugged me. I was like, somebody get this nutcase away from me. Yay.
Like them little Sour Patch Kids on the commercial.
Yeah.
Sorry. The Sour Patch Kid, man.
That's, she does the same thing to her nephew, who, mind you, is damn near her size. So imagine a grown lady looking at a five-year-old and they almost eye-to-eye. Like, hey, nooters, punch them. That's just how we roll, you know.
Hey, man, little people need love, too.
Damn right.
So, Would you ever engage in sexual activity with a midget?
No lie, I'm scared of midgets. And in Rockford, like, no lie, if you ain't never been to Rockford, but you, like, really, really, really like midgets, like, shout out to Steph, because I know he would love to be in Rockford, because there's midgets everywhere. Like, a midget tried to holler at me a couple weeks ago. I'm sitting on the front porch.
Like a midget metropolis? Why is there so many midgets there?
Like, no lie, it's a bunch of midgets, and then they drug dealing midgets at that.
I'm out. Nope.
Dude rolled up on a, it was most definitely a little, you know, like a five-year-old's bike. He rolled up on the bike. It was actually the picture, I posted a picture on Instagram. I was cute that day. You could tell I was a little tipsy because my eyes were closed. And he was like, I like your bun. That's how he kicked it off. He was like, your bun, nice. He was like, you looking kind of good, Miss Lady. And I'm trying not to laugh because, you know, you can't laugh in a little person's face. They get offended. It might hurt you. And he was like,
like on that episode of Martin?
Yes, exactly like that.
Okay.
And they all got really, really short arms and fat asses. Like,
has anybody ever done research on why midgets' asses are so fat?
I was thinking that because I feel like I'm slighted, you know. I got no ass. But midgets, I got height, but they got ass. How that work?
Yeah.
That's not fair.
I think there needs
to
be a clinical study on why midgets have fat asses.
I just feel like I was being slighted. I was a little nervous because dude was like, he was looking at me like I was a snack or something. I was scared because, you know, little people can run fast, and I had been drinking, and I might not made it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, you know what got me scared of midgets? Watching Chucky as a kid, because he moved too fucking quick for me. That's why I don't fuck with midgets. Watching Child's Play as a kid. That just fucked me up entirely.
I
keep beating the board. But they're like, oh, well, you didn't get the 60,000, whatever. It'll be like 48.
I've been on level 65 for 2 months. Fuck that game. Fuck the makers of Candy Crush. They can suck a sick dick. I don't like the game no more. I can't delete it because, you know, the slight chance of me maybe possibly passing a level is still there, so I can't delete it. But fuck that game.
That's so stressful. Next time
you're going to tell people in the app store that maybe Candy Crush will come with a disclaimer.
Yeah,
man,
Whoever invented this reoccurring chocolate is a fucking terrorist. That's a goddamn disclaimer.
I had clients at school while I'm sitting there doing their hair, and I'm telling this lady, stop moving, or if I'm going to cut your hair too short. Why is she looking down? Because she's playing fucking Candy Crush. This lady going to go bald over a fucking game. Is this hair to grow back? If you take it off too short, you can just eat it all around? Lady, really? Get your life in order. It's a game. Put the phone down.
No, so it's not a game.
So a man stabbed his friend during a threesome because he would not switch positions.
That's old.
No, what?
I mean, I know it's old. I've been seeing it, but like, what possibly just makes you want to stab your? Are you gonna stab him because you want the front and he won't give you the front?
Talking to pussy, bro.
Like, what is the logic in that?
I'm sorry, but that's too many dicks in one area. Y'all might as well be fucking each other. Because have you... Look at a porn. Look at a DP porn. You in one hole, he in the other. Your dicks are gonna hit. That's gonna happen. Your dick meat is gonna touch his dick meat. Y'all fighting swords. Y'all slapping each other.
What
if you come up and you touch this man? I'm just saying, no lie. Like, I know you done watched the porn. Let's see, Jada Fire. Because I like Jada Fire.
That bitch weak.
Yeah, I'm angry with her still. After how she treated me on Twitter.
Yeah,
yeah.
And she blocked me. And I didn't even say nothing.
She blocked me, and I told her I loved her. How you block somebody that...
I called her my inspiration. And she got an attitude.
I love that lady.
So, yeah. She does not appreciate her fans. Bitch. She's so ungrateful.
She said she's going to take Rihanna down. I watched that.
She didn't want to join Twitter. Just talking about sex. Bitch, what do we know you for? We don't give a fuck about your omelet or your flight. We followed you for tips.
We follow you because you sound like you going through an exorcism when you bust a nut. That's why I follow you. It sounds like a demon is being exercised about your body. And because you can work up to like 10 feet in the air. Of course I follow you. You my hero.
She retired.
Fuck her.
Right, so I don't follow this.
I don't understand how you retire. Fuck.
It's easy. Just ask Jasmine Casimir. She retired and found Jesus.
When you retire from porn, and then, like, to say you get married and shit, like, your husband want to fuck, do you tell him, no, I'm retired? How does that work?
Right, like, you this is what you do. This is how you made your money. This is how you made your millions. From cocking your legs open for years and years. Do you know how many dicks they've had in them?
I don't want to count.
How do you marry a porn star? Unless you were a porn star, too, and y'all would just fucking around with 1,000 people. That's scary. I don't even want to have.
Until Mr. Marcus, I just want to like, okay.
Oh, he just ruins everything for my life.
Yeah. So, like, until him.
I can't even watch his videos no more.
How the fuck did that even happen?
Yeah,
I got
the
plot. Yeah, he's giving motherfuckers syphilis and shit. But my thing is like,
So you got the plot on the job?
That's what I don't understand. Like, you're a porn star, y'all getting tested and shit. Like, was he fucking outside people?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure he was. You know, you fuck for a living. I'm pretty sure that your outside fuck buddies was like, hey, I ain't got to pay you for this. I can get it for free. So some random skeeve gave him the syphilis, and then he like, oh, shit, I got this shit. So I'm going to hide my test results. But then when two other heifers, I think one heifer contracted it, and the other heifer just sued him because she could have got it. It's like my nigga.
So y'all don't think it's possible that dude could have got the clap on the job?
No, because they did shut down the porn industry, but it would have been a bigger outbreak than what it was, because syphilis ain't no joke. I was actually watching Law and Order earlier, and it had syphilis case on there.
Yeah, and it was fucking with dude's brain.
And see, I learned about syphilis in middle school in music class. Because we were watching.
Music
learned about
class.
Syphilis. Yeah, Scott Joplin.
What school did you go to?
I went to Webster. But we was watching Scott Joplin. You know, he's a fucking musician and shit. And that's what took him out, syphilis. So that wasn't the direct lesson of us watching it, but that's how I first learned about syphilis, watching about Scott Joplin and shit. Nigga playing the piano with hands, got the cramping up and shit, and he was fucked all the way up. So,
yeah. you think that's where Eric Clapton got his name from?
So I damn it, like, syphilis was AIDS back then.
Man.
That was like the first form of AIDS.
That shit is real, son.
I wonder who was the first nigga to ever get burnt. Back in biblical days, who was the first nigga that was like, damn, my shit kind of gets you scratchy?
So
you know, because of them niggas was suffering from leprosy and all that shit back then, they probably didn't even know who was the first person to get burnt. Because they was all scabbed up anyway.
Like, I wonder, I thought about that. What if leprosy was, like, another form of STD?
It probably was. Leprosy was the first form of the clap.
That should have taken well.
So you just want to know. Really, fam? I hope they arrest you. Being bald. I have an afro and a puff and a bun.
I'm not bald right now. I don't have my hair straight. Short hair, don't care. Well, my hair really ain't that short anymore. But yeah, my hair straight. Kind of whipping these butters. Ed is out here flourishing. What y'all know about it? I'm going back pro tomorrow. I can't do this stuff. I don't like doing my hair.
Fuck this chocolate.
Bob Fuss, you sick and power. R.I.P. to Bernie Mac, one of the comedic legends. Soul Man will forever be funniest fucking movie ever. Come on, get your rims out. Rims, I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
That shit. Yeah, he's hilarious.
So, if either of you two young ladies were porn stars, what would y'all name be?
Oh, my name would be Cinnamon. I had, that's another story for another day. But, yeah.
I need a clip that say you a hoe. Because what would your name be, Cinnamon?
Oh, no, somebody actually gave me that name. It was after a great night of sex, and we were discussing, like, if I had cheeks, I'd be. Huh? Y'all don't think you don't talk after you have sex?
What kind of conversation do you have? It depends on who you have sex with, though. I mean, if this is significant other, then yeah, you know, you have a conversation about, you know, stuff, but, like, random people, you kind of just kind of got to pack your bag.
I don't have sex with random people. I don't have sex with random people. So what are you saying? I have great conversations after I have sex. Well, back then, this was years ago, I don't have anybody to spoon with anymore.
You don't have anybody to talk to?
I don't have anyone to spoon with anymore.
Well, according to Twitter, I Dream of Cece said if she was a porn star, her name would be Sweet Cheek.
Who said that?
Now, I don't know if she has any cheeks to be called Sweet Cheeks, so we cannot confirm nor deny.
I don't know what my name would be, but I would have an ocean spray tattoo on my ass.
Wow.
Okay, I'm going to mute both you people because I got
so you'd be like Miss Aquafina Wet Wet.
I gotta play a song. I'll be back. Because that just fucked up my entire mood for the moment. I gotta introduce the song first. I can't mute myself. So here's Dooch from CMG, who are now they're known as the Zing. featuring Young Dev and G.I. on this track is called Love Lock.
Probably already got it, and if not, it was obvious. So I just stuck with my ocean spray tattoo because I don't know what I would name myself. There's so many different choices. porn stars should be able to change their names like we can change our Twitter names.
Yeah, like, you change, season change, your name change. Maybe in the summer I want to be Cinnamon. Maybe in the wintertime I want to be something a little bit tamer than that. Even though, as I've thought about it over the years, Cinnamon sounds like Cinnamon Spicy. I think it's spicy, I think it's hot. I don't want to be a porn star that's hot. You think of hot, you think of flaming, vaginal regions. I don't want that.
I don't think my porn name would be sexy.
Like, what would it be, though?
Like, something related to the IRS or government, because they're the best at fucking people.
Yeah. I'm with the CIA.
I don't know.
My porn name would
probably
be Mark
IRS, because I can work that out into an acronym for something.
I really suck.
Swallow.
Oh.
I really squirt. Ew. Oh, wait, oh,
that works.
Wait.
Yes. That works.
Come on.
Mimi just moaned. That happened. I heard it.
What? I didn't moan.
Yes, you did.
I was drinking. I didn't.
That's your think. Wait, that's your thinking sound. That's how you sound like when you're thinking.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's your thinking sound. What the?
It's 11:23. Monte got off at 11. I hope he went straight home.
Wow.
I'm in my kitchen. Because I'm in my kitchen. Sitting in the chair, and I don't have any bottoms on, and I don't need another incident like we just had on Thursday night. Where just, yeah, him and the gang decided to, you know, come in with his key, and I had just finished praying with somebody, so. That was kind of awkward.
Wait, did you say you were praying?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what
they're saying. Aha! I got you.
Yeah.
I haven't had them once or twice before. It's kind of awkward. Extremely awkward. Or say if you fall asleep after playing and then, yeah, and yeah.
Yeah, that is the work. Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Not a good look. It's kind of hard to explain that. No.
Huh. Yeah, might have missed the whole little replay of the game, huh?
So this is totally off topic and very odd. But what would you say to a drive-through funeral? Like you go pick up your frosty float? You go view a body in the drive-thru.
I've seen that. They have those in somewhere in the South. Was it Texas or somewhere?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that. In real life,
I guess it will make
it's called,
know, general
it's called grief
convenient.
On the go.
Right.
Grief
yeah.
on the go?
Yeah, grief on the go. Like, say you got to go to work. And you really want
to
go,
yes.
you know, pay no respects.
I think it works because I remember, like, I had to go, and I was trying to do that because they had the funeral, like, a lot of people have their funerals during the week because it's cheaper than having it on the weekend. And I had to work. And, you know, like, they don't really honor a lot of people dying outside of immediate family with certain times. They're like, yeah, that's, you know, sorry about your friend, but you clock in at 8. So in them instances, you can kind of just drive through and view them on your lunch break or something.
Yeah, exactly. Like, hey, going on my lunch break, go pick me up a frosty float, spicy chicken nuggets, go view my friend body, come back to work.
Yeah. So I can understand the convenience, of it because we shouldn't have to miss out just because, you know, we got to go to work.
Because my company sucks. Shout out to AT&T for being fuck ass on that note.
So I just looked at the clock, and I've been getting a lot of tweets, you know. They want to know, did they miss story time yet? No one has
story
missed,
time.
No one has missed Nikki's story yet. So if you're listening now, be on the web, you want to call in, I'm about to, you know, tweet one last time to make sure everybody can gather their thoughts. Because I'm about to let Nikki tell her story. You know, we only got 30 minutes left in the show. I don't know how long her story going to take. I don't know how many times Nikki going to interrupt and ask a question about the situation. But that's why we say, you know, stories for life. Everybody, grab a seat, come sit around. You know, let me get this tweet off because Nikki is about to tell. Matter of fact, everybody, if you're on air right now, send a tweet out, tell them, call in, Nikki's going to tell the story. It's about to go down.
I actually should have chosen my intro song as something different because the story was based around songs.
Right, but we had a rough day yesterday, so whatever song you chose, it ain't here.
No, did you just not hear what I just said?
Anyhow,
story revolves around a song, Atomic Dog. Now, as you may or may not know, my sister was Delta. So I kind of, you know, I used to go out to probate shows and stuff, kicking with the Cubes and the Kappas and whatnot. Cues is just fine. Shout out to the Cues, all y'all on my timeline. Hey, boo. Anyway, so one interesting night, a friend of mine had took me to a party. I got all cute and whatnot, had my hair did, and people up in a party. I'm like, all of these random people, I don't know. Friend happened to be a DJ that I may or may not have dated once upon a time. So I seen this fine chocolate piece of meat. I'm like, oh, he's cute. And, you know, we danced and had some drinks and everything. He was like, oh, well, let me get your number, exchange numbers. Run into him at another party. This party happened to be a hotel party. Well, get to drinking. Jose's around. And the song Atomic Dog came on. If you have never witnessed the magnitude of awesomeness that happens when that song comes on and in your in a room full of cues, you just may have to YouTube it, Google it, witness it. But shit got real because, you know, I'm little. I'm 5'2", 120. I may have been like 115 in. Gained a little weight. Okay. And I just so happened to get picked up. And legs got wrapped around the head. Mind you, we on a dance floor. And I'm like, oh, okay. I'm thinking to myself, what's the sex going to be like? He let me know, like, hey, you know, I got a room. I'm like, hey, let's go to the room. Let's go do this. So, nice-ass room because it had, like, cable and stuff. And, you know, the music channel. Some music channel, we drinking and kicking it and talking and whatnot. And Atomic Dog came on again. And it was like he went from 0 to 1,000 in 3 seconds. Picked me up and like slammed me. I was like, oh, it's about to get real. My nigga pulled out a pack of Halls out of his pocket. If you have never experienced the awesomeness that was a pack of Halls, When you are receiving some head, it is the greatest experience in your life. I grabbed for everything that was not there and stuff that was there that probably shouldn't have been moved. The thing that happened is I tweeted a couple weeks ago about me needing to do breathing exercises when trying to give head underwater. There just so happened to be a jacuzzi in the room, and I wanted to be a brave dumb man and damn near drown. Tequila and jacuzzi and bruised knees because it got real. We went from bedroom, bathroom, all over the place, tore up that whole little room. I sincerely apologize to whatever cleaning lady had to clean that room up after we left because I'm so sorry. I feel so bad. But digging head underwater is not the greatest thing in the world. It's extremely, it's hard. I can't open my eyes. You're in a jacuzzi. Why did I decide to get in a jacuzzi? Because I was drunk. Bad things happen to good people when tequila is involved. Needless to say, we passed out in the bathroom. That bathroom, was great. I woke up the next morning with bruises on my knees. Like, it looked like I had got into a serious ass fight. Like, bruises on my knees, a bruise on my back, on my shoulder. It looked like I got my ass kicked. And I did, and I liked it. But the whole thing about it, I've said my thought, and I said I wanted to take swimming lessons again because I would really love to try to succeed in getting head underwater. I thought it was going to be a lot easier. Didn't happen anyway. He ended up pulling me up from under the water because I think I may or may not have done something that I wasn't supposed to do. Did not have anything to do with his ass before anybody asked. There's no ass play this time. He was not down for that at all. I wasn't going either. But he was serious. Cock rings and all. What the background that is really killing my head. So sorry.
It's fucking me up listening to the story, and it's not mine because they know TV.
Yeah, I was like, whoever that is, can you please mute your device? Thank you. Greatly appreciate it. Now, yeah, what the hell I was. After passing out the bathroom and waking up, hearing somebody knocking on the door. Because who was genius who decided to leave their phone with someone else? That was me. So people were looking for me, thinking, like, oh, she got kidnapped or something. I come stumbling to the door, wrapped in a towel, fro matted to one side. What the hell happened to you? He happened. He was great. The thing about it is, I lost a lot that night. And the bottom of that jacuzzi, shit got real. I damn near died because I wanted to be experimental. If you feel like you want to do some crazy, freaky type stuff, like go deep sea diving and suck on dick while you're underwater, just don't do it. It's not appetizing. It's not what cool people do. And if you do decide to get some snorkel gear. Get some eye goggles. Plug up your nose. And then try that shit. But if you inexperienced and you just trying to do shit, don't do it. I talked to him not. I'm also very cool with him, so still. I talked to him about it, and he said, greatest night ever. I thought it was pretty awesome. I thought the halls added a great little something to my life. That's never happened again, but shit, you more than willing to try it, do it. Feel free to go grab a pack of the halls, the ones, the blue ones. That nice little cooling sensation on your cat is the greatest thing next to eating a fresh bacon sandwich, hot off the grill. It's the best thing in life. But I want to say that was a tamer one for today, since people want to call me raunchy and say I'm nasty as all hell.
You are.
I may or may not. I am not. Look, I'm a wholesome young woman.
So, like,
I'm wholesome as all
so
fuck.
So he dived in with some cough drops?
Oh, yeah. My nigga, if you ain't never did that, I bet you that bitch will fix you breakfast in bed. Fresh squeezed orange juice and everything. If you ain't never tried, you got to. It's like, I never, you know, you done heard the Pop Rocks thing, oh, let me go get some ice real quick. Ah, I'm going to get some frozen berries or something. Go down on you. But don't go down on the chick with some frozen berries, because the shit, when it unthaws, it gets all mushy and the little seeds get stuck, and that's a yeast infection waiting to happen. Not that I know, but I've heard. That's another story that I'll tell that one another day. But Paul's the greatest thing ever. Listerine breast strip ain't gonna get it.
Always, always talk about getting relations. You know, getting the oral with the halls and shit. I just be so overly concerned with my pussy smelling like menthol. Is this a certain kind?
You know what? It's the blue one. I don't know what the blue one is. It's the blue one.
Menthol is green, ain't it?
Yes, the green one is the menthol one. The blue one is like a icy something or other, and it's green. It's like...
Wait.
It's
menthol.
We're not talking about cigarettes, man. Menthol is in car.
I'm sorry. That's all I heard was menthol. Yeah,
menthol is in car. That's what that stuff when you know get to breathing and you can breathe clear now. That's what the menthol is, and open up all that.
Yeah, the blue pack of cough drops is like a winter mix type shit.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. But the thing about it is, and this goes along with the gum story that I've told on Twitter before, the center of the cough drops, they do get sticky. Like, when you bite down into one of them, that little inner part is like a oozy, sticky kind of thing. Don't keep the cough drop in your mouth until you get down to that part. Because that's going to be one mad hoe. Because if it was, it didn't happen, but I thought about it after the fact. If that were me and that piece did get stuck down, oh, nigga, you diving for it. You going to stay down there until every last inch of it's off. Come up for air later.
You approve of niggas diving in the box with cough drops?
Oh, I'm definitely about that life. Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't hear of people bringing a lot of things to bed. You know, there's whipped cream, and you may get you some chocolate sauce or some strawberries. But I don't really know how I would, you know, feel if I was at work and got a text message. Like, hey, babe, get a pack of cough drops, and she's not sick.
Don't ask no questions. You think it too much. Just do it. Don't ask questions.
Don't think about it.
Don't ask no questions.
Go for it.
Don't. Just do it. Not in all situations. Some situations, just leave alone. Just say no. But it's like, hey, babe, can you bring home some frozen mangoes or something, or some cough drops, or get me a bottle of Listerine? And you like, dang, I just bought the cinnamon kind last week. Well, we need another. Just do it. You never know what she might have planned. But food in the bedroom? No. My nigga, no. Don't bring no whipped cream near me. That shit's sticky. And you're not putting on that putting that on my cat. No, that's a yeast infection. You bitches and wanting to put random sugary sweets and stuff up in your shit, you are disgusting. You're going to be farting out honey buns and biscuits. Not okay.
Read on my Twitter timeline. Apparently Amber commented and said, niggas been on that. So, like, what brave nigga has those?
Amber doesn't give a head. He has no say-so in life. Amber don't even give head.
No, she woke up with a dick on her lips.
And right.
I don't know. She hit me with a block-on-block combo, so I don't know. I don't follow her no more. She hit me with a block-on-block combo, and it was all down here from there. Apparently, she was tired of me and my smart comments.
I mean, this Twitter is full of smart comments.
Well, duh. That's what I said, but hey, whatever. But I'm just saying, you can't talk about what people been on when you ain't even been on, you just been on a dick. Not do that.
That was so funny. She just woke up with a dick on her forehead.
I mean, hell, if that's the only way that he's going to get his meat licked on, then I don't blame the man.
She deserved it. It's just funny. Yeah, he was like, I'm getting tired of this shit.
Did you hit the Captain Morgan pose on her?
Like, you know why? Like, how do you just strategically, like, I'm trying to envision that. Like, do you squat on her face? Do you lay with, like, do you curl up in a seal position over her head and put your dick on her face? How do you do that? Imagine that. That just sounds funny.
Matter of fact, what's his Twitter name? Can we get him on the show? Because he's got to strategically explain how he put himself in that position.
Yeah, like, no lie. Like, I seriously want to know now. Now that it has been brought up, how did you put your dick on her forehead?
That's easy, especially if she fell asleep on the couch or something.
Yeah, like if she fell asleep on the couch. But picture that. I'm laying in the bed, and there's a dick on my forehead. Now, I don't sleep right on the edge. I sleep probably in the bed. I sleep all over the bed. But most of the time, I'm directly in the middle. Why? Because I'm forever alone. That's another story. But you would have to, like, climb up on the bed. And,
I didn't want to sleep on the couch watching Law and Order. And I got slapped in the head with it. But he had that hang thing, so it wasn't a big deal.
You got a monstrous hole. Shout out. Look, dang, I can't even say it. And it's actually, my mouth just watered a little bit. But one of my followers, I had spotted it out like a couple years ago up in his abbey. He had on some white cargo shorts. And I seen it straight through his shorts in his abbey. It was great. And then I synced it again because he had sent it to me. And it was great. Now, he can most definitely, like, just be standing over you. And his dick just going to sit right there on your head. It's just going to sit there. That's how, like, I see that happening with certain people. But, like, I would love to know, like, how did he place his dick on her head?
Let me ask her.
Was it a crouching position? Was she, like, is she a wild sleeper? So, like, her head was, like, near his nuts and something, and he just was like, fuck it, I'm putting my dick on her head.
Maybe we can get Amber to come on the show and explain how she woke up with dick on the brain.
That's what it looks. I wish I did wake up with dick on brain. That was a great start to a morning. you got morning breath, your mouth is already full of slob, go ahead and lick on it. Go ahead.
As great as that is, that just sounds really disgusting when you break it down like that.
You know your mouth all moist and everything when you first wake up anyways.
True.
So your mouth is already warm and gushy and ready for the taking. Go ahead and give it up.
So what you're saying is you like to be mouth raped at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I wouldn't object it. But, like, no, like, don't just try and ram your shit down my mouth while I'm asleep. That you might get your shit bit.
He was standing. Yes.
Oh. Well, I hope she topped him off that morning. I hope she did. Because if you just let her find a piece of meat and just hang there and not do it. Kind of sad.
She really tweeted it.
Huh?
Mimi ain't got no common sense whatsoever.
What? What?
Oh. You're not paying attention to the timeline, Nikki?
You know what was... I'm really not. I'm doing a couple of different things. I don't know if I had said this already. I got a 4-year-old birthday party that I was in the middle of working on for tomorrow. And I'm actually looking at my son's fish because I think I might have killed this one too.
Hey, no. You hear the death rush though? Enough on the crown.
Holy shit. And then I'm watching headline news.
Was he kneeling or was he crouching? Was it like crouching tiger, hidden cot? Or I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That sounds damn like sounds pretty damn interesting. And see, I can't look at my timeline because then I get all off track because my timeline be doing some stuff. Even though I do see several notifications right now.
Okay, he was standing.
And a couple text messages, and I'm kind of scared to open up. Huh?
Okay, so it is 11:50, and by that estimation, it is time that we say goodbye.
What the fuck? They don't ever tell me why she gonna report me as spam. Because I asked if he was propped up or lying flat since he was standing.
I would like to thank Mimi for coming through, as always. Shout out to Nikki. Hopefully she'll be back. Hopefully she'll have another great story for us next cruise that we on, which would be...
And the thing about it is next time... I had to tone myself down today because people kept telling me I was nasty. I'm not nasty. I just have great stories. That was a wild story.
But,
that was really.
Everybody tuned down for the story, so, you know, she'll be back next time.
Cool.
And she'll have more ideas for you.
I don't have ideas. I have a great plan.
You want to talk about, I will too. Man, wasn't Mr. Rogers a pedophile? That's neither here nor there right now.
Well, R.I.P. Mr. Rogers. Was never proven.
Yeah, he had too many jackets. And like,
I know you gonna let that man stunt his square if he want to. I know you gonna let that man flex one time in his cardigan. You niggas out here went. I got a rant about that. Niggas out here wearing fucking headbands. Frank Ocean, just because Frank Ocean do it, don't mean you niggas can do it. shit's not okay. I seen a nigga on Facebook earlier who had on fucking camouflage shorts and a fucking red, white, and blue hoodie and then a fucking cap of red, white, and blue headband on. Not okay. You look terrible. You look gay. You look sparkly. It ain't cute. Not what, no.
Matter of fact, we're gonna have Mr. Rogers' name on the board for the next time that he comes through because she has stories and we're going to listen to them. So I would like to thank everybody that came through tonight and listened to Nikki and her foul mouth raunchy ways. Shout out to Nikki. Yeah, so she was just going to be watching UFC with reckless abandon. She gets the boot. Well, we finna close anyway, so like I said, I thank everybody that came through. Make sure y'all check me out the next Tuesday. I'm on, which by my calculation should be not the 9th, but the 16th. I shall be back in 2 weeks. Nikki's going to tell us another story. We're going to ask some random questions for the Death Threat cast and crew. And if you notice, I did it all on my own. I made it because DJ Tone has been fire. Anyway, I'd like to shout out everybody that came through. Shout out to the Death Threat crew. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow, tonedeathradio.com for Tasha's Taste. And I believe Hazel's Mouth will definitely be on the run. Then on Thursday, Mr. Tone Death being a builder, sound dropping. Friday, my favorite poet, my favorite pusher, his DMV live in the building, doing the poetry push. So make sure y'all log on. Anything that's Tone Death Radio, you can find it at tonedeathradio.com. I am Young Fresh, and I'm out of here. So make sure y'all check me out July 16th, Death Fresh Show. Same Death Time, same Death Channel. Shout out to Nikki coming through and telling a story. And we're just going to end it like this.
Get thrown high, man, these summers keep going by, and these niggas still on fire. We gotta make that cake, gotta pay for a view, I'm in a tight fight. It's on my life, but I burn these mechs if I can't get right. I wasted the money, your future not looking too sunny, and if the shoe fits you out, money, take a ride to my city. Take a look at these niggas that I'm with, and you can tell that we ain't worried about nothing. Got a singer that I don't sound like I'm from the mill, well, what the fuck do I sound like? These hating niggas so blatant with the man, they ain't rapping my sound right. And they say they can't keep up with the flow that I got. I'm sorry, I ain't no dumb nigga. Slow it down if you want me to. I bet niggas still can't fuck with him. I done cleaned up the flow like a janitor. Got your bitch going faster than Danica. I be in the days, no calendar. I needed that money, seen a way to the bins, and I ran up a nigga. We surpassing all of that whack shit. I got hearing you waxing. Made my mark with no accent. No accident, I'm heavy. Cause no one is half of this. Get it, it's half of this. Like Ali, I'm with a cash.
As long as they make it, I gotta get some more. I'm after dollars like decimals. Before I jump the ship, I wreck the boat. You can act around the flow, rap of the boat. Oh, set and regime, you match your whole set and that beam. I'm chillin' with a dream, I know why they got big headed like Gina. These rappers don't wanna face me, then I got it again. I'm turning track down, I'm like Tina, but I lean on a nigga codeine. I'm hope nobody gon' need her. Put a bitch on her hook if she fishing in the way that she want up on us. It's like she on commission. Nigga, by the soul that we here. I'm stand up, nigga, somebody tell them bring a podium in here. I'm shining like Goldie, finna throw me some gold in each year. What they yelled him like, Chloe, you there? When you look up and you see me, can't say you ain't see it coming. All of my shooters on that different stroke shit, it'll let out something you can feel drumming. Party with folks, RIP La Gucci. Living a life that they might make a movie. Got the rims offset like a camera crew. And if you fuck with the director, then they might get to shooting. We here.